Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have you seen one of these ads on TV recently?
Smoking is highly addictive. Nicotine is the addictive drug in tobacco. Cigarette companies intentionally design cigarettes with enough nicotine to create and sustain addiction. It's not easy to quit.
Well, that was a clip from new advertisements warning of the dangers of cigarettes and secondhand smoke, and they were paid for by tobacco companies. Now, these ads go back to a case that first began in 1999, and here to talk about why suddenly they've popped up all across media is John Carroll, professor of communication at Boston University and WBUR senior analyst. Hello, John.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so it's 2017, not 1999. Why are we suddenly seeing all these anti-smoking ads?
Right. So in 1999, the Clinton Justice Department sued the major tobacco companies for racketeering in terms of conspiring to deceive the public about the health effects of cigarettes. Goes through the courts in 2006. A federal district court judge says, yes, that's right. You did conspire to deceive the public. But the racketeering charges didn't allow for financial penalty. The Justice Department was looking for $280 billion in ill-gotten gains from the industry. But you couldn't get it with these civil racketeering charges.
Right.
So the judge said, look, go back to where you ran the deceptive ads and run corrective statements, basically telling the public that you deceived them and these are the real facts.
Okay. But it took, what, 11 years?
So there was 11 years of wrangling. Here's a sample of what the judge wanted the tobacco industry to say. He wanted them to say, we told Congress under oath that we believe nicotine is not addictive. We told you smoking is not an addiction and all it takes to quit is willpower. Here's the truth. Smoking is very addictive and it's not easy to quit. We manipulated cigarettes to make them more addictive. The tobacco industry said these are forced public confessions that are designed to shame and humiliate us. And for the next 11 years, they did horse trading to basically water down the message.
Okay, so here we are in 2017, and all of a sudden in major newspapers, there's these full-page ads and on television. We played that clip earlier. But especially the TV ads, they're just, what, black text on a white screen and this like bizarre computerized
right.
voice? I mean, they're supposed to be corrective statements in response to deceptive advertising from years past. I mean, first of all, as a communications professor, are these effective ads?
These are terrible ads. This is as close to being invisible for 30 seconds as you can get. But the tobacco industry, they're geniuses at doing this kind of advertising that doesn't achieve the effect it seems to want to achieve. So back a while ago, they had to run an ad campaign aimed at young people to tell them, don't start smoking. And you know what the message was? Hey, kids, smoking's for adults.
Oh my God.
You know, okay, so you know, I'd pay for that if I'm the tobacco industry, right? So they're very good at that. But the truth is that these may be the only anti-smoking messages that many people in the public see in mainstream media for the entire year that they're supposed to run.
Okay, so this is the real crux of the story, I think, right? Because the tobacco companies are running these ads because they have to. But states, for a long time, were running their own anti-smoking campaigns. What happened to those? Why aren't we seeing them anymore?
Absolutely. Massachusetts was a leader. I mean, they had the 1992 ballot initiative that kicked off a whole series of millions and millions of dollars of advertising through the 90s up to 2000. They were spending somewhere between $48 and $55 million a year on anti-smoking programs in 2000. In 2003, it drops off the map, basically. They go down to $6 million because it was the post-9/11 recession and the state needed the money. Since then, what we've seen is more and more money coming in from tobacco taxes and less going to anti-smoking campaigns.
Okay, so hang on here. More and more coming in because of tobacco sales.
Right.
And the tax that Massachusetts levies on those cigarettes.
And payments from the tobacco industry to the states from the 1998 Master Settlement Agreement, which was $206 billion over 25 years.
Okay. But less money being spent by the state for anti-smoking campaigns. I'm hearing the phrase conflict of interest coming up here.
Well, first, just so you get an idea of the scale of this. Okay, in 2015, the state took in $880 million in tobacco revenues between taxes and the payments, and they spent $3.9 million on anti-smoking campaigns. So they are addicted to tobacco money. And one of the questions is, don't they have a conflict of interest here? Do they have a real sincere interest in getting more people to quit than have already quit, because if that revenue stream dries up, they're going to have to go find that money somewhere else. So this is an inherent conflict of interest for states across the country. And really, the CDC recommends that Massachusetts spend roughly $60 million a year on anti-smoking campaigns.
That's what they recommend. But we're spending, what, four this year?
We're spending four. So you know, that's 6% of what the CDC recommends. You know, across the country, states are spending a combined 14% of what the CDC recommends. So this is something that was a major factor for a while in terms of public health. And now it is not a major factor. And smoking rates or tobacco use rates, if you roll in e-cigarettes, are going up among young people. And one thing about this campaign from the tobacco industry, it may be ineffective, but it also isn't targeting the people who really need to be targeted,
right,
who are young people. But that's social media, and you know, that media world has passed the court by.
It's only television and the newspapers that these ads are showing up in.
Right. Yeah. That was the ruling.
Yeah. Well, John Carroll, professor of communication at Boston University and WBUR senior analyst, thank you so much for drawing our attention back to, you know, interesting complexities around state spending when it comes to anti-tobacco advertising. It's always great to have you, John.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.